have a question. What is our faith based upon? Tonight, in our discussion tonight, in our study, we wondered, how do we obtain faith? Or what is part of our faith really derived from? And I think part of our faith is derived and based upon the promises that God has made and the promises that He has kept. That instills within us faith. And it's Him keeping those promises. And when we see His promises kept throughout His revealed word, when He says something, you better believe it's going to happen. And that should instill a deeper faith within me. And God has put in innumerable examples of this throughout the Old Testament, New Testament. Just for instance, example. Think about God's promise and warning. There was a flood coming. Did it happen? Well, it sure did. Promises kept. Another one is He warned and promised that the Jews, if they weren't faithful, would go into exile. Was that kept? Yes. The Jews went into exile, into Babylon, I think for 40 years. A warning and promise, and it was kept. And the Bible is so full of these prophecies and promises that were fulfilled. And if you can look at each one of those promises that were fulfilled, you will see God is, we would say, a man of His word. And when He says something, another term we can take it to the bank. There's a promise I want to focus on tonight, and that is found in Matthew 24 and verse 1. I'd like to read the first few verses there in Matthew 24 and starting in verse 1. And this is going to talk about how some of the disciples saw that they were in the temple, and they come out and they see that Jesus says that the temple was going to be destroyed. And I'd like to read the first three verses to get us in that context. Starting in Matthew 24, verses 1. And Jesus came out from the temple and was going away when the disciples came up to the point and to point out that the temple buildings to Him. And He answered and said to them, "Do you not see all of these? Truly I say to you, not one stone here shall be left upon another, which will not be torn down." And as they were sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of Your coming and the end of the age?" So, in verse 1, we see as Jesus comes out of the temple, they are looking, admiring all the beautiful temple and the buildings of it. It's magnificent. And then in verse 2, we noted that not stone would be left upon another. I want us to stop right here and think about this prophecy or promise that Jesus made of the temple. Think about what the temple meant to the Jews. It was their crowning symbol of who they were. The temple was the focal point of their whole idea and their whole nation. And it's not one stone left upon another. This would have shocked them. And to see, and another thing He mentioned later on in these texts, He says that that some in that generation would live to see this happen. This is found in verse 34 of chapter 14 or 24. So think about how that must have affected them. And to put it in a way that we might understand today, wonder if somebody came up to you and said, in 10 years, the Statue of Liberty is going to be torn down. And we would think, well, that's impossible. That's the main symbol of the United States of America. If that happened, the United States of America would be upside down. Think what that would mean to us. Well, this is even more so about the temple being destroyed to them. And then in verse 3, he asked three questions that the disciples did to Jesus. He said, when will these things happen? What is the sign of your coming? And when is the end of the age? And for the next long time, actually, he spends a lot of time answering these questions. Basically, the next two chapters, chapters 24 and 25, answer this. And I would encourage you to read these two chapters, keeping that thought in light of what we have just said. And as he predicted, or as he said and promised, Jesus did, in AD 70, Jerusalem was destroyed and the temple was completely torn down. Promise and warning made, promise kept. The other promises of these two questions of Jesus' return and the end of the age are yet to be fulfilled. In chapter 25, there are parables that talk about this. There's a judgment scene at the end of verse 20, at chapter 25, that's showing what will happen at his return and of how the judgment scene will happen of those separated, of the righteous and unrighteous. Do you think he's going to come? Do you think he will? Has ever God not fulfilled a promise? No. Knowing this, it should move us to be ready. And it could be at any time. This should motivate us, as some of the parables talk about in this chapter 24 and 25, to have our lives right, to be a disciple and a faithful Christian, to obey Him, to love Him, to glorify and worship Him now as He wants us to, because it could come at any time, the end of the age. And if for some reason you might not be a Christian, the judgment scene at the end of chapter 25 is terrifying. If you're faithful, it is a glory to behold. Are you ready for this judgment? If you are not, we would like to invite you to come and obey the gospel and be prepared for the promise that is coming. Come as we stand and sing.